We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Shin Lamed Vav. In Mutar Leilech Agabe Asavim, are you allowed to walk on grass? Says the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. In Olim Be'ilon, you are not allowed to climb up on a tree. Bein Lach, Bein Yavish, whether it is wet or dry. Ve'im Letem Lo, you cannot hang on it. Ve'im Ishtam Shem B'mechub L'Karka Klan, you cannot use anything which is attached to the ground at all. Gzeira Shem Yal V'Yedlosh, because we're afraid that you might go up on it and break a branch from the tree. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if there's a tree which is completely dry and there's no chashash that you might break the branch from it because all the branches have come off, it's still usur because of a siag. There are some who are makel, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the summer where everyone knows that it is dry and there is no chashash that you might break it off. You're also not allowed to lean on a tree for any reason. You can't put a object on it. You can't use it for any purpose, and you can't even take something off a tree if there was something that was already on the tree. Chaber continues, Allah be'ilim b'Shabbos, if you did go up on the tree on Shabbos, b'shogig mutar l'irid, if you went up with unintentionally, you can come down, b'mezid asr l'irid, but if you went up intentionally onto the tree, we make a knas that you're not allowed to even come down from that tree. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that in such a case, you're allowed to jump down, because when you're just sitting there, you're going to be moving, you have to move, you can't just sit still, so you're going to be moving anyway, so we allow you to do that, and jumping off will be the same thing as moving a little bit, so we would allow that in such a situation. The Mechaber continues, there are some who say that the only time we say that you are not allowed to come down if you went up before Shabbos, that you're not allowed to come down, is if you were planning on coming down before Shabbos. If before Shabbos, when you went up on the tree, you were planning on staying into Shabbos, then you're not allowed to come down. Because you were planning on sitting there be'isser. But the Mishnah Berurah says, we paskin, even if you went up before Shabbos thinking that you were not going to come down until on Shabbos, you are still allowed to come down on Shabbos. The Ramah comments, Adavka Adam Sha'ala Sham. This is only true about a person that we allow you to come down. If you placed an object before Shabbos onto a tree, you are not allowed to take it down even on Shabbos. The reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because if we allow you to do that, then you might come to lean on it, etc. The Ramah continues, this is only true by a tree. But soft branches, which are weak, so those are like are grass, and those which are mechuber, so those you would be allowed to use. It's like a vegetable which you are allowed to use because those are similar to grass, which the gzeira was never made by. Siv beis, sharshei ilan hagavoa min haaretz shlosha tfachim, roots of the tree which are three tfachim above the ground, asr lishtamashem, you can't use those either. Pelchos mikan, if it's lower than three tfachim, mutar lishtamashem, those you can use, to gehar chashivi, because it's like the ground. If they go up but then they bend back down into below the three area, if they're higher than three, it's prohibited. But when they're lower than three, that is permissible. Even if there's part of it is above three, you can use the part that is below three. This would be a shayach when it comes to sitting on the stump of a tree. Well, if it's below three, you'd be allowed to. If it's above three, you would not.